No, no. I, there was a time when they really hard. I used to say, they're not telling me. Okay. Part of the game of doing this is for you guys to guess what mitzvah I'm going to talk about first. So somebody said he thinks Carbonola. Makes sense. Avraham with Carbonola. Bikacholim. That's it. So Rashi and Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Mevakeh Chol. How do you know that in the Pasuk? Where's the hint in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Mevakeh Chol?
He didn't say anything.
The answer is right, because it doesn't say anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared. Wherever it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared, there's got to be a reason. Usually it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared and said. And here there's nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears, goes away, and that's the end of it. So there must be a reason why he came, since the parsha and Lech Lecha ends with Bris Mila. So Mistama, it had to do with what just happened before. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Vakachola. From here we learn Halacha. That's what we're going to see. Is that true or not? From here we learn Halacha of Vakachola. Because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mvakachola, it's proper for us to be Mvakachola. The Rambam, one of the people... It's not nice what I was going to say. One of the people that I like, I really should like everybody, but I once said that in yeshiva. I once said one of the, I spoke in from yeshiva once, and I said something, Echad me'atamidim ha'yikarim, by yeshiva. So Rabbi Mital introduced me, interrupted, Kulam yikarim. So I said, yeah, okay, say that. And afterwards, that Bachur Yakar married Rabbi Mital's daughter. So he probably did think he was a Bachur Yakar, but anyway, so... A boy asked me if I would, he thought it would be a good idea to learn Sefer HaMitzvos. So I decided not to, but today I'll mention Sefer HaMitzvos. In the Shorish Aleph, the Rambam attacks the Bahag. The Bahag counted mitzvos that are Durabanan. He counted them as mitzvos d'oraisa. So the Rambam, Ramish, that's the first Shorish. Rambam says it's not fair. 613 mitzvos were given to Moshe B'Sinai. A mitzvah was given to Moshe B'Sinai. It was given to Moshe B'Sinai. That's not the Rabbanans. The Rabbanans were not given to Moshe B'Sinai. They're later. So therefore, they shouldn't be counted. Now, if you would learn the Bahag and say you counted the Rabbanans, it does seem strange to count the Rabbanans, because 613 mitzvahs were given to Moshe B'Sinai. So generally, there are two different approaches. One is to explain that the Bahag thought that you do count the Rabbanans. Basically, you count the Rabbanans. Or the other one is he said, no, that's not the Rabbanans. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. One of the classic examples would be the Rambam says he counted the mitzvah of Hallel. So the Rambam says, of course he counted the mitzvah of Hallel. Hallel's Doraisa. How do you know that Hallel's Doraisa? How do you know, where's the source of Hallel being Doraisa?
Shir Sayon.
How could it be the Hallel's Doraisa? No, what do you say? Why would Hallel be Doraisa? What would be the source for it? It's not nice what I'm doing to you, right? How could it be that people don't say Hallel? The Ramban says it's based on Simchas Yantif. The Ramban says it's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, and therefore there's a mitzvah called saying Hallel. So he says Doraisa. So that could be the approach. Again, the Rambam attacked the Bahag. The Bahag counted Mrs. Rabbanan. And the Rambam said you shouldn't have done it. And again, we can argue, is this mitzvah Rabbanan encountered or no, for some reason it's d'oraisa. One of the examples for our purposes is Bikur Cholim. How do you know you have to be Mevakeh Cholim? Do anybody really know the source? So that's good. But anybody know another source? V'odata lemesaderecha sheyelchuva v'samasa sheyasa. Pasuk in... Nobody's bar mitzvah. It's such a big crowd. It's got to be somebody's bar mitzvah parasha. V'odata lemesaderech yelchuva v'samasa sheyasa. Pasuk in? Okay, guys. It's either in Chumash or in Tanakh, right? Don't be scared. It's in Chumash, right? No Baal Kriya here? Pasuk, I hope it's there. I hope it's in Yisrael. Nobody's bar mitzvah parasha is Yisrael? My brother's bar mitzvah parsha is Yisro, that's why I know it. So the Gemara learns each phrase. Vadadam samasa sheyelchuvav samasa sheyas, and one of them is bikacholim. So it could very well be that he thought bikacholim is daraisa. But now the Ram disagreed. The Ram said bikacholim is rabbanah. What's the kash in the Rambam? The kash in the Rambam is obvious. I can understand that he thought this pasuk vadadam sadecha sheyelchuvav samasa sheyas is nasmachta. The Gemara learns a pasuk. It doesn't mean really each one is a halacha. Even though the Gemara quotes it, I got a phone call. Nobody ever calls me. I don't bother putting off my phone because I don't bother. It's your grandmother on the phone. So where is not here? Not here?
Who?
Oh, Eitan. Yonatan. Is that here? Where's Yonatan?
Not here.
Oh, now I caught him. He's not here. So, his grandmother probably wanted to explain to him why he didn't come. All right. So, it's an asmachta. But isn't what you said before? We said before it's true. No. It's a mitzvah daraisa, bikacholim. What's the mitzvah daraisa? Either one of two things. Be'avta recha kamocha. Yeah. Or, and what you said before, I think is the best. Valachta bedrachav. Valachta bedrachav is that we have to emulate the ways of God. They're like the guys who are like pseudo-intellectuals like me. So we call it, what do we call it?
Imitatio
Dei. So it sounds much better than just saying, you know, lalechet bedrachav. So it's a mitzvah to walk in the ways of Kadosh Baruch Hu. We learn from today's parasha. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu bakecholim, avatam bakecholim. So how could the Rambam say it's not daraisa? So the answer could be, oh, I'll tell you the answer. What could be the answer? The Rambam agrees it's daraisa, but it's not a mitzvah to be counted. It's included in after. It's included in this, included in the other thing. The only trouble is the Rambam's words do not fit what I just said. I could have handled this very well. Is there a mitzvah daraisa bikacholim? I could give three possibilities. One, yes, because the pasuk v'adatam sadecha she'elchuvan, I took that pasuk seriously. Two, v'avdurecha kamocha, I took that seriously. Or three, v'alachta bedrachav, and I take that seriously. But they're all daraisa. Would they be counted minyan mitzvah? So if you learn from the first, you would count it. If you learn from the second or the third, you wouldn't count it. The mitzvah v'alachta bedrachav is counted. By the way, the mitzvah v'alachta bedrachav that I said before is called imitatio Dei in English and Latin. In the book called, it's an article more than a book, called Rayonot ala Tefillah of Rav Soloveitchik, he has the following comment. Ulai mitzvat v'alachta bedrachav hi ha-mitzvah hachi yisodit b'yahadut. Isn't that an amazing statement? It's printed in the book, so it's not that I made it up. It's in the book that the Rav wrote. Maybe it's the most crucial mitzvah of the entire Torah. Valachta bedrachav. What's the epitome of Torah to try to emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So it's a mitzvah daraisa. So why did the Rambam say it's not daraisa? That's what bothers me. So the answer, of course, is found in the Rambam itself, but I don't understand the answer. The Rambam says it's mitzvah rabbanan, but it's included in v'avterecha kamacha. Very strange words, no? It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and it's included under v'avdah kamacha. What does that mean? Anybody want to say a pshat? How could the Rambam say it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but it's included v'avdah kamacha? Anybody have a pshat?
Because when you say v'avdah kamacha, it doesn't mean that you have to do bikur holy. But what Chazal did is they said that it may fulfill the mitzvah v'avdah kamacha, but now we say you have to do it.
Okay, good. So your pshat, I think, is what I think I would have said, basically, also, that v'avdarecha kamocha is a general halacha. How do you do v'avdarecha kamocha? So you think, well, anything I do is v'avdarecha kamocha. That's true. But Chazal gave me a specific halacha. You have to do this. So you might have thought v'avdarecha kamocha is a general type of halacha. What do I have to do? I don't know. But he said, no, they gave specific directions. B'mevakecholeh, or let's say Menachem Aveilim, or anything else that's all included in V'avdarecha Kamocha, but Chazal made a special mitzvah to Rabbanan, that it's a mitzvah to Rabbanan to do this. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik has a different answer, which I It's printed in a book that he wrote called Parach Matei Aaron. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik has, in the Rambam, he hoped to do the whole Rambam, but unfortunately he only did, I think, two, at least two, or maybe, I only have two. I don't know if there's more. So he has on Mada and Ava. He was going to do an order. But he did on Mada and Ava. In that sefer, Parach Matei Aaron, or Parach Matei Aaron, I'm not sure. In that sefer, he says, Vavil Kamocha is basically a mitzvah, what we call in Hebrew, Chavas al Vavas. How do you do mitzvah Vavil Kamocha? To have Mamish Ava, Avas Yisrael. That's all it is. That's what the mitzvah of Avodah Kamocha. How do you demonstrate the Avodah Kamocha? When does it come to fruition that I really have Avodah Kamocha? So Chazal say, there's a mitzvah called Bikacholim, there's a mitzvah called Nichum Aveilim. But that's not the biblical requirement. That's not what the Torah said. The Torah basically is an emotional concept. Avodah Kamocha. I have a problem with this pshat, personally. What's the pshat? That v'ahavta re'echa kamocha is basically a feeling. Actions are not included midaraisa v'ahavta re'echa kamocha. Midrabanan, they told you how to translate v'ahavta re'echa kamocha into actions. Those actions should be based on v'ahavta re'echa kamocha, but it's not the Torah prescribed them. I have a theory that I've talked about a long time, and it really bothers me a lot. I can tell you to put on tefillin. I can. I can tell you to learn Torah. One of my biggest problems, you can see from the way I like to teach and talk and everything else, it's not just that I like to teach Torah. I want to teach Torah that you should like it, enjoy it. When you learn Torah, I really believe that enjoyment is part and parcel of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's fun. Pikudei Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Lev is really not just a statement that we say in davening, we think it's true, but Taras Hashem Tmima, Meshivas Nefesh, all those things are really true. So, I want you to learn Torah and enjoy it. But I can't believe the Torah talk can require me to enjoy it. Because you can require me to learn Torah, you can require me to put on tefillin. How can you require me to enjoy it? Can you command somebody to enjoy something? You know, guys, you're going to go to eat lunch afterwards. So, I'm making this up. Today happens to be the lunch, is the worst lunch I ever ate in yeshiva. But you guys are hungry, and you're going to go, and I want you to eat it. But not only do I want you to eat it, I want you to enjoy it. What are you going to tell me I want to enjoy it? It's lousy food. I don't want to eat it. I'll eat it because I'm hungry, whatever. But how can I tell you to enjoy something? So I have a real problem with anything in the Torah that says a verb that inquires an emotion. I hope everything is all right. I'm a little nervous.
Somebody to answer, please.
Here, you know what? I'm going to leave it. If the phone rings again, please answer, okay?
Sure.
My wife knows I'm in the middle of shiur. She called me in. I hope everything's all right. So, for example, the Torah told me, "Lo tisna sachicha bilvadach." So I've done this a lot of times before. I said, "There's a guy that I hate, but he'll never know I hated him because I treated him very well. I treated him better than anybody else in the yeshiva. And the reason I treat him better else in the yeshiva is because I know that I hate him." So I treated him so well, the guy thinks I love him. Did I do an Easter? Am I wrong? According to Rabbi Aaron, it says, yeah, you're wrong. Because the mitzvah basically is emotional. Until I have real problems with that. So, if I remember correctly, and I don't swear I remember correctly, this happened in 1961. Where were you? You didn't hear this year. So I don't know if you could remind me what it was. The Baron, I think, asked this question and discussed it. What is v'ahavta re'echa kamocha? So he distinguished between v'ahavta es Hashem elokecha and v'ahavta l're'echa kamocha. He said there's a difference between the word le and es. And he claimed that v'ahavta l're'echa kamocha does not mean emotional. It means intellectual. There's an intellectual love I should have everybody else. But it's not emotional. And in Latin, I can't do this. I really can't. I can repeat. I don't remember exactly the difference between the accusative case and the dative case. There's something that Rabbi Soloveitchik would know and I wouldn't understand. Does anybody know the difference in Latin between the accusative and the dative? And I don't know.
Okay.
So he said something. That's what my sister called. She knows Latin very well. It's min hashamayim that she called. She would answer, explain the difference between the accusative and the dative case in Latin. I don't know. But v'ahavta l'rechah kamocha, the Rav thought, the Rav Aaron thought, that v'ahavta l'rechah kamocha is not emotional, but it's intellectual. Intellectually, you can, everybody has to think about everybody else in a positive way. And when I said I hate somebody, that's emotional. The emotional hate is a problem. But the Torah's requirements of v'ahavta l'rechah is, according to Rav Aaron, was intellectual. V'ahavta es Hashem elokecha, that was emotional. That, you really have to do that. Then you have to figure out how to do it. How do you go about getting to Avas Hashem? And the Rambam tries to give you a definition. How do you get to Avas Hashem? All this I said because according to the Rambam, Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah saseh, midrabana. But it's included about the Kamacha. So I tried to explain how could it be the Rabbana, because I claim if you do the Kamacha, you fulfill the mitzvah d'arais. One of the big questions of the mitzvah, Bikur Cholim, the Gemara says that you have to visit, a rav should visit a Talmud. Everybody should visit. Anybody, even a gadol, should visit a katan. In yeshiva, when I was really much more active, and I used to come here every day, so I had a shiur, and sometimes I knew a boy in my shiur was sick, and I always had this question, should I go into his room and visit him or not? Because if he was sick a few days, it's proper to go in. I always wondered if the guys would feel comfortable if I went into their rooms in the yeshiva. I don't know exactly what your rooms look like, and if I walked in unannounced, it could be that some people wouldn't be comfortable. I didn't know what to do. But there's halacha that you're supposed to visit. Everybody. Zakein should go visit also. So, I really forgot. One of the Halberstams, I don't remember, one of the, I shouldn't say Halberstam, one of the Chassidish Rebbes. His name was Halberstam, I don't remember which Rebbe he was. Wrote a letter to Rav Moshe, and he asked him, how can that be that a gadol has to visit a katan? We know that if you find money in the street and you're a gadol, you don't have to return the person's money. In such case. Let's say you find a dog running on the street. So if you see a dog that belongs to somebody running the street, you have to pick it up, take it home, take care of it, and give it to the... You can understand that if Moshe Feinstein's walking in the street and he sees a dog, it's a lama din that he's going to go look for the dog, carry the dog, and pick up the dog and take it home. You could carry the dog, but... So Moshe is pater. Zakin Veinu Levichvada was pater from Hashavas Aveda. So he says, why? Because the dignity of man, Kavod Abrius. So he says, why Kavod Abrius doesn't exempt the person from Bikur Cholim as well? Interesting question, no? The Meish has a tshuva about this. If I would have looked it up, I would have told you where. It's in Yeridaya. That doesn't help that much. Well, somebody's going to look it up and tell me right away where it is. Good. Anybody can do that? A tshuva to one of the Halberstams about Zakin Veinu Levichvada by Bikur Cholim. So, what do you think the answer is? Guys, give me an answer.
It is Kavod Abriah.
What?
To visit someone sick is Kavod Abriah.
Because Kavod Abrius, and why is it returning something to somebody else Kavod Abrius? Because you say it's Kavod Abrius for the kid, that I visit the kid. We're talking theoretically, the Rosh Hashiva should go visit a kid in their dorm. I think they don't do it because I think the reason people don't do it is because they don't really know how the person will react. If Rav Aaron came into your room, I don't think you'd be so comfortable.
Great story.
What? What?
It'd be a great story.
Yeah, that's true. Anybody?
Because Hashem visited Abraham.
So you say, oh, that's the reason I said this year today. Because we know the president. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Abraham Avinu. So that's a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited Abraham. So Gadol should visit a cotton. He's 100% right, except it doesn't answer the kasha. Why should a Gadol? It's true, it's a good president, but why? Why don't you say it? Zakim Benin Lefichvado. So the answer is, anybody have an answer? Nobody? Zakin Veinu Levichvado means that if Rav Moshe lost his dog, would he go look for his dog? No. Right? He wouldn't do it either because of his self-respect. So the halach of money, of Hashavas Aveda, means I don't have to treat somebody else's money more than I treat my own money. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that you're pater because you're a zaken. It means because my money and your money, I'm worried about more my money more than your money. The halakha tells you you can do that. I can worry about my money more than I worry about your money. And if I won't take care of my money, I don't have to take care of your money. But in health, no, in health it's not the same thing. A person could have argued with me, and that's what I wanted to say. I only have a few minutes, and I want to finish to say something about the parasha. So somebody could have argued with me and said, you know, money is money, but here is health. Bikur cholim is a question of health. So I can't compare money to health. That's a good answer, no? Except the question would then be, what is the mitzvah bikur cholim? Why is there a mitzvah bikur cholim? So what is the mitzvah bikur cholim? So three possibilities. One, two, and?
Three.
One is? Why is there a mitzvah bikur cholim? One. Help him. You simply help him. A guy is lying in bed. He needs a cup of tea. I don't know what he needs. He needs help to go someplace. It's a mitzvah bikur cholim. That's possibility. Well, number one. Possibility number two? To daven for him. The real mitzvah bikur cholim is davening. I want you to know that. Three?
Make him feel it.
Psychologically. The guy's alone. He's not feeling so well. A little company's good for him. You talk to him. What would be the nafkamina between these three reasons?
If he can't hear you.
That would be one, if he can't hear you. That's an interesting question. Would there be a mitzvah, bikur cholim, when he can't help you and he can't hear you? You can daven for him. There's a gemara that a person couldn't go into the room for whatever reason. He stayed in the anteroom, outside. He didn't go into the room. That's true. But the big nafkamina, I want to do this quickly. The big nafkamina should be, can you do bikur cholim by your telephone? That's a famous tshuva of Moshe. Bikur cholim by your telephone. If the real mitzvah of bikur cholim is to help him, I didn't help him. I can't do anything. I'm on the phone. If the mitzvah is to give him psychological, you know, help, and I really care about you and everything else, then Rav Moshe says that it is a kiyum, but it's a very weak kiyum, because the kiyum really should be more. But it is a kiyum of bikur cholim. And the third is davening. Can you daven on the telephone? Can you daven if he's not there? So the Rav Moshe said no. Rav Moshe says, yeah, it's not the same though. When you see the person, daven for him, that's when really your daven is more effective. Rav Moshe wrote this in the most amazing tshuva. They asked Rav Moshe said, he wrote it himself, not that somebody asked him the question. He said, many people come to me and ask me to daven for them. And I really wonder, I'm not anything special. Why should I daven for them? They should go to somebody who's a real gadol and get them to daven for him. And so why do I say yes? And I do say yes, that whatever they ask me for, I do. Why do I do it? So Moshe said, because, you see, we learn from bikur cholim the mitzvah to daven. Who should daven? Who's chayv in bikur cholim? Everybody! So it shows that everybody can daven. So I'm not worth it, but I can daven, anybody can daven. So they ask me to daven, I daven, even though I know really that my davening is not better than anybody else's, but I'm not in such a typical tshuva of Rav Moshe. So when I was in high school, I had a case where I thought a person I wanted to visit, and I asked one of my rabbis. I went to a Haredi yeshiva high school. It's called RJJ, and I asked one of my rabbis if you could do bikur cholim by a telephone. So he knew a lot, and he starts talking about it. It's not really the same and everything else. Then he really thought he should be polite, so he said to me, "Who's the person who's sick?" I told him a girl I know from Bnei Akiva. He said, much better by telephone. Much, much better. In this week's parasha, it says that Avram was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'aleihu Shem La'ola. And later it was said that a malach comes to him and says, Al tishlach yadcha l'anav, al tas lo mum. So when the pasuk, Al tas lo mum, Rashi quotes, but the medrash is even more than Rashi, Avram said, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand what's going on. Originally you told me, I'm going to have a child, and that child's going to be the future of the Jewish nation. We're going to be a nation. Then you told me to kill him, and now you tell me not to kill him. That's the medrash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered and explained whatever he explained. What's the problem with this medrash? Come on, guys. What? That's the answer, right? Did he tell him to kill him? Which is a very difficult answer, but I don't want to go into it. What's the real problem? The problem is, you said A, then you contradicted yourself by B, and then you contradicted yourself by C. And I'm asking you at sea, why? Why didn't you ask him at B? When was the first contradiction? Avram thought Balei Shem Lo means kill him. So if that's what it means, how could it be? And Avram keeps quiet. Only when it says Kibi Yitzchak, when he says Atas Lo Muma, now I'd like to understand. So what's the answer? Anybody have a quick answer? I know that I'm not giving you time and effort. What? That's true. Where'd you get that answer from? Reb Chaim said it. It's printed in Ishim Peshitos in the name of Reb Chaim. But I'm going to explain to you. I asked this question in a girls' school this week. That's why I thought, let's see how guys handle the same question. So one girl said, I'll tell you why. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ba'alei Hashem La'olah, Avram says, I am now going to have the chance of my lifetime to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much I love him. I'm willing to kill Yitzchak. This is a mitzvah that I want to do. Baruch Hashem, I've got such a mitzvah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't kill him. Oh no, I lost my mitzvah. Why did I lose my mitzvah? I don't understand what's going on. So I told this girl that I think it's very clever, very ingenious. I can't believe that. You really think that Avram wanted to kill Yitzchak? Aren't we used to the pshat of Medrash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kachna es bincha es yichidcha shahavta es Yitzchak. Kachna es bincha, so the Medrash says, Avram says, I've got two sons. Es yichidcha, take your ben yachid, everything all right?
She said, to, when you get to the house, stay in the car and call her.
Who?
I think your wife.
When you get to your house,
stay in the car and call her.
Okay. He said, I have two sons. I love them both. So when you learn that medrash, I hope you know it. Some people, I noticed a few people shaking their heads. When you learn that medrash, what is Avram saying? I have two sons. What do you think it means? I'll tell you what I thought. I thought it means that Avram said, I have two sons. I hope you don't mean Yitzchak. And the Kadosh Baruch said, Asher Ahavta, oh no, I love Avi Yishmael too. Asher Ahavta, oh no. As Yitzchak, oh no. Because I thought that Avram was willing, all right, if I have to, I'll kill Yishmael, but kill Yitzchak. You know, how could I do that? And if that's true, then this girl's pshat is wrong. Avram does not want to kill Yitzchak. So I didn't tell this girl, but I'm telling you. There's a little sefer called Peh Kadosh. Did anybody ever hear of this sefer? I want you to look it up. Everybody, look it up. There's a chumash called Amek Davar on Brachos. There's an old edition and a new edition. Get the old edition and look in the back of Sefer Brachos. There's a little perush called the Peh Kadosh. And he says the following pshat. Kachna is bincha. Take your son. But Yitzchak said, Avram said, oh, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, but I want to kill both of them. Asher Ahavta, I have two. Asher Ahavta, oh, great, I have two. And Yitzchak, oh, no, only Yitzchak. I thought this chat is off the wall. This is unbelievable. But that's what the girl thought. And I just doubled it with the Peh Kadosh. The Peh Kadosh was not a joker. He really meant this as pshat. That Baruch Hu told Avram, do the mitzvah, and Avram says, yes, I want to do the mitzvah, which answers my question. But that's not the pshat I like best. My pshat is the opposite. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, go kill Yitzchak, he's crying, totally unhappy, he doesn't want to do it, but he can't argue with God. Why not? Because he has a personal interest in the question. He wants that Kadosh Baruch Hu Kibayachal made a mistake. He wants to ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu a question that there's no answer for. That's what you said basically is the idea of Shnei Ksuv Makhishim Zezeh, there's no answer. So when you ask a Kasha, Shnei Ksuv Makhishim Zezeh, you're asking Kasha on the Torah. But once there's an explanation, oh, you don't kill him. Now Baruch Hashem, now it's Torah. I don't have a personal interest. I'm happy. I don't have to kill Yitzchak. Baruch Hashem. Now I want to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. I want to understand the meaning. That's a kasha that you're allowed to ask. In Yiddish, a kasha of the Torah, tomi litfregen. A kasha in der Torah, darf mitfregen. This is a statement that is named Reb Chaim. In that book that I said, Ishim Beshitos, and it's very typical of Brisker Torah in general, they tell the following story, that a chassid who, they learned Shas. After I spoke here a week and a half ago on Friday night, I mentioned the name of Rav Hirschsprung. Somebody came to tell me Rav Hirschsprung stories. There was one guy who knew somebody who knew Rav Hirschsprung, and that guy, I didn't know. A friend of mine, David Ebner, who I know extremely well, learned B'chavrusa with Rav Hirschsprung. He's from Montreal. And he's telling me stories. He told me how Rav Hirschsprung learned 20 plat gemara with him. He learned 20 plat gemara with Rav Hirschsprung. Then no kasha, no teretz, nothing. They just memorized the gemara. That's what they did. That's what Rav Hirschsprung learned with him. Memorized the gemara. So a certain group of people, that's the way they learned. They wanted to learn to memorize. So, and the briskers are always asking kasha to explain. So a person said to Reb Chaim, what are you asking? You're asking kasha to God? Reb Chaim's trying to understand the halacha. What are you asking halacha? You're asking kasha and God. So in the Ishim Beshitas, you can look it up because it's very well done there. Ishim Beshitas, he says in a certain sense the chassid was right. In a certain sense he's right. You're allowed to ask kashas in the Torah, but not ask kashas on the Torah. If your purpose is to understand, that's a question you should ask. And a quick question on the Torah, against the Torah, that you shouldn't ask. I'm a teacher for many years. I can hear sometimes a student ask me a question because he wants to prove that I'm wrong. And sometimes a person asks me a question because he wants to really understand the halacha better. So that's what I'm saying is the difference between that. This is printed exactly in Reb Chaim on Ishim B'Shitas. Reb Chaim said, Avram said, I can't ask the kasha on the Shnei Kesum HaKishim Zeh, but when it comes to Kasav HaSheishi, then I can ask the kasha. That's already not a kasha on the Torah, that's a kasha in the Torah. Have a good day.
I think you also have a voice message.